Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
On this sixth day of May?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
This is Harold Herring, my handsome honey.
And you're my fine wife, Bev.
And I'm his wife, Bev. Here we go. Okay, 6th of May, day after Cinco de Mayo, and we've got Luke 5, verse 10. Luke 5, verse 10 says, "And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people.'"
Hallelujah.
Hope you're getting a chance to watch The Chosen.
That's without question.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah. It's
Jesus movie I've ever seen.
Yep, me too. I've seen one or two for sure.
On today's call, we're going to discuss never do this if you want to be successful. I'm one of the most, you know this, all of you may know it. I'm one of the most positive people that ever lived or that you'll ever meet. I tell folks that when I take aspirin,
they
feel better. So you might be surprised that the title of the teaching today is Never Do This If You Want to Be Successful. We can assure you that what may seem like a negative title is actually a positive teaching with seven keys. Number one, have a never give up attitude. Here are seven scriptural principles why you should never think about giving up. Just write down the book, chapter, verse, and translation so that you can refer to it later on. 2 Corinthians 4:8. 2 Corinthians 4:8, contemporary English version. We often suffer, but we're never crushed. Even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. Second, Luke 18:1, New Living Translation. One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. Third, Romans 12:11, contemporary English version. Never give up. Eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. Fourth, Psalm 71:14, contemporary English version. I will never give up hope or stop praising you.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen. Fifth, 2 Corinthians 4:16. 2 Corinthians 4:16, New Living Translation. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Sixth, 2 Corinthians 4:1. 2 Corinthians 4:1, New Living Translation. Therefore, since God in his mercy is giving us this new way, we never give up. Seventh, 2 Timothy 3:10. 2 Timothy 3:10, New Century Version. But you have followed what I teach, the way I live, my goal, faith, patience, and love. You know I never give up.
There you go.
He never gives up, and honey, neither should we.
That's it. Number two, never let success go to your head. We need to remember why we are who we are and who gave us life, eternal and abundant. Never lose sight of it, along with a vision for our future. He has plans for us. He's made plans for us. Deuteronomy 15:15. Deuteronomy 15:15 in the New Living Translation says, "Remember that you were once slaves in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you."
Yes.
We could actually say we were slaves when we, you know, were born, until we were born again, until we knew that we could escape. Anyway,
amen.
If we continually remember and honor God for what he's done for us, then we will always keep our success in a proper and scriptural perspective. Deuteronomy 26:11 says this in the New Living Translation. "Afterward, you may go and celebrate because of all the good things the Lord your God has given you to you and your household."
Wow.
Wow, for sure.
Number three, never let failure go to your heart.
So the second one was don't let failure go to your head, and now it's never let failure go to your heart.
Over the years, sadly, we've heard a number of people
go to your head.
Sister, Sadly, over the years, we've heard a number of people refer to themselves as failures without realizing the spiritual impact of such an incorrect confession. So we'd like you to write this down. We've said it before, but please write it down. Failure is an event. It's not who you are. Failure is an event. It's not who you are. When you try something and it doesn't work, that doesn't automatically make you a failure. It just means you can't try something. It just means you can try something else that may well work.
That's right.
Do you know why the first assembly line automobile product produced in this country was called the Model T? It's because models A through S didn't work. Would you call Henry Ford a failure? Absolutely not. You ever use a household cleaner 409? Do you know why it's called 409? Because 408 previous attempts didn't work. What about WD-40? You guessed it. It's the 40th attempt by three technicians at the San Diego Rocket Chemical Company who are trying to create a water displacement compound. Hence, they came up with WD-40. Someone once said, a little persistence, a little more effort, what seems hopeless failure may turn to a glorious success. We need to never internalize our work or success or condemn yourself for trying something that didn't work. Dr. George Washington Carver once said, 99% of failures come from people who have a habit of making excuses.
Wow, think of it. Number four, never get hardening of the attitude. There we go. Never give up on people or ideas. If you try an idea and it didn't work, try again. Try something else. If someone betrays your confidence, don't give up on all people. Ask your Heavenly Father to give you a godly friend.
Yes.
If something you're trying doesn't work, just keep trying to find out something until it does work. We will have to keep our attitude positive, our persistence steadfast, and not allow the enemy to harden our heart to the possibilities of success. God is sending them your way.
Yes, he is.
Even today.
Today. Number five, never allow your spirit to become anemic. The best way to keep your attitude fresh, vibrant, positive, and full of life is spending time in the Word and in God's presence. And, of course, by having rich thoughts for breakfast every morning.
That's right.
If you get mentally drained, feeling lifeless, like you have, then you got to know you have unlimited access to the greatest energy drink of all time, the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Proverbs 3:21, the Living Bible. I have two goals. That is knowing and doing right and common sense. Don't let them slip away. For they will fill you with living energy and bring you honor and respect.
Amen. Two goals. That's actually great in the Passion Translation.
Yes, it is.
Wisdom and common sense. Number six. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I cut you off.
You did, but that's all right.
No, go.
Matthew 22:29, New Living Translation. Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures. You don't know the power of God.
Read that word. Number six, never think you did it alone. This is one key that we don't even have to think about, because if it weren't for the Lord God, we would not be thinking, breathing, or truthfully even living. In John 10:10, it says in the New Living Translation, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. We need to always remember who gives you what you've got, and us too. In Romans 12:3, Message Bible, says, I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, it's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you.
Yes.
The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him. Point, we need to remember who gave us the opportunity to be successful. 2 Corinthians 2:12. 2 Corinthians 2:12 in the New Living Translation says, "When I came to the city of Troas to preach the good news of Christ, the Lord opened a door of opportunity for me."
Wow. Number seven, never doubt for a moment that God's thinking about you and your success. We want you to get this deep down inside of you. God is thinking about you right now. You may have felt that nobody knew you were alive. Maybe that indicates your family. But that's not, well, it's just not true. Because God, your Heavenly Father, is thinking about you. Psalm 40:17, Living Bible. "I'm pure and weak, and yet the Lord is thinking about me right now."
That's right.
God will also let you in on what he keeps thinking about you. Can somebody say,
hallelujah.
Say glory.
Amen. I am poor and weak, but the Lord, is thinking about us right now.
Yes, he is. So we're excited about what God's doing and thinking about our lives.
That's it.
Rejoicing, grateful. Things are going to be different now. Hallelujah. Begin today speaking it. God is clearly using you profoundly in my life. You, in fact, remain on the speakerphone as I'm getting ready to work after I listen and take notes. About,
it's a great testimony.
It is. About after a million push number fours to hear and to rehear our point. Now, you know, we're than assaulting a bully this morning. Now, understand this strategy. What we're neglecting to do, we bounce back after, now, we bounce back as a child of God after the attack of the enemy. But we never really know or knew how to stand up to the bullies in life. We were walking out this morning knowing that things are different now. You're a spiritual powerhouse.
Mm.
And don't ever forget that.
Hallelujah. That was a sweet testimony.
It was.
Rich, we love being able to reach you with Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Amen. Every morning.
Jumpstart your day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just focus on these things. And then we'll talk to you again
tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. And don't forget to apply it to your life.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.